Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is the feast of the Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. That's not by accident. We're putting her at the beginning of the year because she is the one who will lead us to her Son. All the saints and angels can lead you to the Son, but God has given us his Mother in a particular way to help us. So let's take a look at the readings for today. And I want to begin by reading the opening prayer for today. O God, who through the fruitful virginity of Blessed Mary bestowed on the human race the grace of eternal salvation, grant, we pray, that we may experience the intercession of her through whom we were found worthy to receive the author of life, our Lord Jesus Christ. We're never worthy, brothers and sisters, but our Blessed Mother has made it possible for us to receive him. And how much we want to open our hearts in gratitude to her, but also by giving our lives to the Lord and asking her to be our helpmate, the one to walk beside us and help us and guide us. She would love to do that. She lived our human life. She knows what it's like. And brothers and sisters, she would never want any of us to be lost. We are her sons and her daughters. She does not ever want us to be lost. Turn to her and she will give you help. In the book of Numbers today, it says, Numbers 6, verses 22 to 27, the Lord said to Moses, speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them, this is how you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them. It's a blessing of God to us. Listen to that again. Speak to Aaron and tell his sons, and tell them, this is how you shall bless the Israelites. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them. That's you. That's me. We are the people of God. God wants to bless us. God wants to help us. But in order for that to happen, we have to put him first in our lives, first in our marriages, first in our jobs, first in our home life. Everything. Put God first, and you will see fruit. You really will see fruit born. Brothers and sisters, continuing on here, Psalm 67 tells us, may God bless you and bless us in his mercy. And he will. That's a prayer you should pray every day. May God have pity on me and bless me. May he let his face shine upon me. So may my way be known upon earth among all nations, your salvation. May the nations be glad and exult because you rule the people's iniquity. The nations on the earth you guide. May the peoples praise you, O God. May I praise you. May all the peoples praise you. May God bless us. May God bless me. May all the ends of the earth fear him. Pray that prayer, even just praying that psalm every day and asking for God's blessing and God's help. This is the beginning of a new year, and we're always talking about New Year's resolutions. We're always talking about changes we're going to make, and usually a week after January 1st has passed, we've even forgotten some of them. Sometimes we endure, but many, many times we don't. I want to encourage you to consider giving God prayer time every day. If you need to, if you don't have it, it's not in your life, give him 15 minutes every day. But if you can get up to an hour, eventually, don't start with that. But if you can get up to an hour, that's his place in your life. Don't let Mass count for your time of prayer. Mass is the most glorious adoration we could give to God. But many people can't get to Mass daily. But right in your own home, you can give him glory and honor by your obedience to him. He loves you and wants you. He died for you. He died for me. I almost want to go out on the street some days and say, everybody here, listen to me. How much he loves us. We don't think of that. We're craving for love. We're craving for care. And he's opening his arms and we just bypass him. Oh, we don't think that'll work. I'd never even think of asking God to help me in this. Ask him every day. You know, I remember one day as a child, I may have told you this story before, but I remember so vividly stepping on a hornet's nest in my bare feet and my dad coming with a pair of pliers. It wasn't easy to get rid of those stingers, as we called them. It covered the whole bottom of my foot. It was hard. And yet, I actually, even as a child, I said, God, help me. And he did. And God will help you. He will help you, believe me, in far more dangerous, difficult situations. He will bless you. But turn to him. Don't ignore him. Then we look at the letter of Paul to the Galatians, chapter 4. Brothers and sisters, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. As proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through God. Brothers and sisters, you're a daughter of God. You're a son of God. You belong to him. You're part of his family. That's what he wants. What we need to do is see where in our lives do we need to change that we can give evidence that we are part of God's family. I don't mean going out and carrying signs necessarily, but what I do mean is that we reach out to our neighbor, and as I've said this to you before, to those in need, and there are many people in need. And you say, oh, I don't have time. Well, if you don't have time to care for the poor or the sick or the needy, something's wrong in your schedule. Think about it. We all have seasons. I agree with you. We all have seasons when for 3 months or 6 months or even a year, we have to put our studies first or our work. But even then, brothers and sisters, we can get 10 minutes or 15 minutes with God. And the more you do that, the more you're going to experience his love and his care. He's drawn as close to us. Think of it, that God became flesh for you and for me. He's right here. Though we can't see him with our eyes, he is right here and he loves you. And he wants you to become his son and his daughter more deeply, more clearly. Let's take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem, and they found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds, and Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. Jesus was there among the shepherds, among the sheep. Jesus was there. And when 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Brothers and sisters, we're here at the end of the year, and as I said before, we think about a lot of what I'm going to do in this next year, making New Year's resolutions. I ask you to put at the top of the list that you give God some time every day. Read the scriptures. Read the mass readings of the day. But read them and ask God how they apply to your life. God has so much to give you. There's so many ways. I could not even begin to recount all the ways in which God has been there for me and through me and blessed me in very difficult times. I remember being at the bedside of my mother as she died, and I was just with my sister, and I were there beside her when she died. And I know I just kept saying, Jesus, Jesus, just to get me there on time. Jesus, please help me to be with her. It was relief to see her not suffering anymore. But oh my, how I miss her. It's like that for all of us. And so I took time right there beside her to ask God to give me the strength and the grace and the courage of all the things that needed to be handled and taken care of. There's just so many ways that God is with us. So many ways he will help us. And you say, oh yeah, I can get this friend or I can get that friend. But sometimes we can't get our friends. And anyway, even if we do have very good friends, turn to God first and say, Lord, what would you do for me? What would you have me do here? What part do you want me to play? Is there any way I could be of help? But ask him and he will help you. And if you begin to cultivate that habit, you will spend time in prayer because you'll see that he loves you, that he's acting for you. Brothers and sisters, none of us, not any one of us, has a long time on the face of this earth. Maybe many years by our counting. But in God's mind, it's just a blink of an eye. How do we want to spend that blink of an eye? Not saying, oh, someday I'll pay attention to this, or some, oh, that's a good idea, I'll have to think about it. But rather to say, Lord Jesus, today I want to follow you more closely. I want to belong to you more fully. I want to be your son, your daughter, your child. I want to be what you want me to be for the glory of the Father in heaven. Jesus, help me. Show me the way. As you pray that way, simply, you don't have to, your prayers don't have to be all with all kinds of ruffles and lace and ribbons. Just say to the Lord, Lord, help me. Help me to pray. Help me to put you first. Because his word, the word of God, scripture tells us, is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. That word can pierce your heart and change you. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.